Hello, and welcome to Unbound Intuitive Energies. I am Lauren Anderson, your host, and I'm excited for you to be joining me today as we discuss the Sabian symbol for 21 degrees of Scorpio, which is the Sabian symbol of today's Scorpio new moon. So, welcome into the show. If you are new to my podcast and new to my work, I wanted to just take a quick moment to introduce myself to you. My name is Lauren Anderson with the Nourished Heart, and I am really passionate about supporting and assisting other people to know and understand themselves as an energetic being. As a light body, as a soul inhabiting this beautiful physical body that you have here with you in this lifetime. And the recognition that we are on this deeper spiritual journey at the same time as we are living our beautiful lives, and that those are really one and the same. And so, this is really just a show to support your own personal consciousness development and growth, your personal understandings, and hopefully assist you in giving you some food for thought, hopefully, maybe some validation along the way of some of the things that might be coming up for you along your own journey of growth. So, thanks for taking the time to show up. Today's topic really stood out for me. I've talked before about my astrology teacher and mentor, Adam Ellenboss, and how he always discusses turning the jewel. And I like to turn the jewel of energy as well and look at the energy that might be coming up around us from different angles in different ways, just to help tune in our perspective. And I often feel that when we are guided into really wanting to uncover the jewel or examine it in a certain light, that there's meaning behind that guidance, that there's a reason for that to come up. And for whatever reason, I don't often do this, and I haven't actually done this for a while, which strikes me as funny now that I've done it again, because I remember how much I love doing this. But I looked at the Sabian symbol for today's new moon that happens to be taking place at 20 degrees 43 minutes of Scorpio. 20 degrees 43 minutes, we round up, so it's 21 degrees of Scorpio that we would look at the Sabian symbol for. And that symbol is quite interesting, so I'd like to share it here with you. The symbol for 21 Scorpio is obeying their conscience. A soldier resists orders. Obeying their conscience, a soldier resists orders. And so let's unpack this just a little bit. The first thing to note is simply the placement of what is going on in the sky. So at this new moon, the sun, the moon, and Mars are all in a conjunction together. At a new moon, it's always a conjunction of the sun and the moon at that time, but Mars happens to be present in this particular new moon. And this is the first new moon lunation since our eclipse cycle, which very possibly felt as if those eclipses opened up a new timeline for you. Uncomfortable truths have come to the surface, not just on an individual level, but I think we can all agree on a collective level. There are a lot of uncomfortable truths that we are taking in, that we are facing and sitting with, and looking at or trying to look at from different angles to gain some sense of understanding, because these are complex, very uncomfortable truths. And Pluto continues to be squaring the nodes of fate. Pluto has moved into that square starting, I believe it was in July of this year, in the summer, moved into this powerful square right around the time of summer solstice. So I might have been right before July. Carrying the nodes of fate on the Libra Aries axis is really requiring a choice point in the direction that we are going, and also a choice point in what is being left behind, what is no longer serving both individual needs and collective needs going forward. And so we're in this powerful energy, this powerful time on the planet. And I believe that we can all feel that within our own conscious awareness. It's becoming very evident that we are in the process of a deeper shift that is taking place and kind of opening up within humanity itself. And as individuals, we are each participating in that process. And so it's a profound time to be here because you can see that there is this shift that is wanting to take place that is going to take us into a much more enlightened, beautiful space of being able to hold each other. One very esteemed astrologer and speaker, her name is Heather Ensworth, and she had a beautiful podcast about the eclipse energies and about the energies of this new moon. And she was talking about the Sabian symbol for the last lunation, which would have been that full moon lunar eclipse. She talked about that symbol as coming back into a balance of right relationship, a balance of harmony, and of knowing our relationship as a collective, but individually, each between our own hearts, the connection that we have to this planet, to humanity, to all life around us, and that connection that's flowing to us coming from the divine. That is guiding us forward, guiding our soul's consciousness, coming from the perspective that there is an aspect of ourselves that knew what we were signing up for, you know, and this is that aspect that is illuminating and guiding us forward in that journey, helping us to really fulfill those beautiful soul contracts that we all signed up into being. And for many spiritual entrepreneurs that I have spoken to and witnessed in my own personal community close to me, there is a big change underway. And many are even shifting the expression of how their gifts are coming through them. It's as if we are stepping up into a new role, a new soul contract that is come online now and is calling us forward into a beingness that is new to us. And so perhaps that means your personal practices are evolving in a way that suddenly you are stepping forward as a new expression of yourself. And that can feel wildly uncomfortable, wildly uncomfortable. And so, going back to the symbol, what I'd really like to unpack a little bit more is the energetic archetype behind the symbol of obeying your conscience as a soldier that is resisting the outside pressures around you. And what is really coming forward is this idea that we are being asked to choose between our own personal sovereignty and what we feel is our truth, our inner truth. Or allow some of the outside forces that maybe have come to us from another source or are currently coming to us from other sources. They could contain old patterns of energy or just energies that are unaligned to either where you are now or perhaps where you always were, but you accepted into your field in some way. And so it's as if we're being asked to shift our focus. Are we going to focus on what we know is true for us and maybe make these hard decisions or significant changes in how we are energetically participating in order to step into greater alignment with our own conscience of what we know is true, what we know is in alignment for us, or are we going to continue to remain in this pattern of stuckness or repetition of cycles that might be happening, or potentially some type of allowance of kind of an oppressive force within your own personal energy field or toward your own trajectory, your timeline, your goals of what you are moving towards. And so the reminder came forward that as energetic beings, our energy flows where we are each placing our attention. What we are each creating is being created through our attention to that creation. It's manifesting through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our desires, and placing our focus consistently. And so it's almost a question of, what are you placing your focus on right now? Is that focus that you are holding in alignment with your most desired intentions? And is that in alignment with your personal truth of what you are seeking to create, not only for yourself individually, but also seeking to create for the community and the collective and humanity, you know, as a whole? What vision do you hold for that reality? And I think that pulling in this idea, using that word soldier, kind of hit me, because I think many of us can agree that it feels as if we might be experiencing some kind of spiritual warfare against our personal energy and our own energetic sovereignty. And I think that is becoming more and more apparent for us all, which interestingly seems to relate to me to the veil becoming thin and the concept of the veil becoming thinner. As during a channeled message, I received this visual that showed me kind of like this blanket, this thick blanket of almost like a fog type of energy that was placed over the consciousness of humanity, and how that blanket has gotten thinner. And because that blanket of kind of a foggy energy has gotten thinner, the light from the consciousness of humanity is being able to pierce through. And that this is a very analogous, it was a very analogous visual to what people often refer to when they refer to the veil. And so it got me to thinking that perhaps there's more than one veil that we weren't really truly allowing into our awareness. That perhaps there has been some type of energetic blanketing or a fog type of energy that has been placed over our consciousness. And perhaps we are really starting to see that light piercing through as we are each doing our own work, doing this personal deep commitment of going inward and uncovering for our own self what might be energetically suppressing our energy or limiting our capacity in some way. We are each remembering that we are light. We are recognizing that we are light-filled souls inhabiting a physical body. And we are beginning to recognize the outside limitations that have been imposed upon our light. And we're all doing this amazing and courageous thing of choosing. We are choosing to clear these limitations from our fields of energy. And we're doing this consciously and deliberately. And we might call this process healing. We might call it having a spiritual awakening, because all of our etheric senses are beginning to really open up in communication with the energy around us and within us. We call these often our clairs or our intuition. And what's happening is suddenly we are able to perceive and understand and communicate with our inner knowing and our inner seeing and our inner vision. Our inner hearing and our psychic abilities begin to really open up in their perception. We are often able to begin to perceive into other dimensions of time space. Our awareness starts to connect into the presence of ancestral energies. And we also begin to connect into the spirit that is around us, noticing the presence of angelic frequencies and our spirit guides, and beginning to really tune in to some of the signs and symbols that start to come forward. We notice this as synchronicities around us. We notice this as these messages that we just have that feeling, oh my goodness, this was meant for me. I was meant to come across this. You know, I often refer to getting things like spirit bumps, where sometimes when you're speaking a truth, sometimes spirit will come through you and your own voice, and you will speak it out loud and then give yourself goosebumps or receive goosebumps by hearing something spoken. And what is happening is there is a vibratory remembrance of truth that is signaling to you, getting your attention through your physical body, saying, hey, pay attention to this. Check this out. This is true. Remember this. And each time we surrender, encourage into listening into those messages that might sometimes feel really out there or a little unexpected, what we're doing is we're tuning our instrument, we're strengthening our energetic abilities to communicate with this greater aspect of our energy that we're just kind of all becoming really comfortable and aware of. And so I think part of this quote unquote spiritual journey is really we're learning this new energetic language to speak within ourselves, and we're learning how to recognize it, how to interpret it, how to make sense out of it, and to start to work with this energy in a beautiful and an empowered way that truly has the ability to make a vast impact, not just on our own life, but really, truly on the bigger picture of what we're all kind of holding. I think many of us at least are, from a light worker perspective, from an enlightened and awakened Christ consciousness perspective, many of us are holding this vision of a beautiful 5D earth where everyone is able to be honored and recognized and work together in a sense of harmony and communion and inclusion and love and love, creativity and hope and thrivingness. That is what we want, right? So we're seeing, when we're recognizing our light, we're beginning to see around us everything that is not. And I feel like all of these pain points are really coming up all around the globe to be released from the emotional body of the collective. And in some cases, this is surfacing as horrendous and horrific, terrible acts of humanity that are incredibly hard to witness and to feel and to experience. And I think it's so important we take time to honor that process of holding space for all of this grief, all of this heartbreak, all of this collective trauma that is moving through the planet right now. And the other thing I really wanted to bring forward of interest that my guides have brought forward to me is the fact that this seems to be happening in geographic locations around the planet that the essence of the situation is forcing the native tribal people away from an energetic power point on the planet. And the native tribal people, they hold key codes energetically that go along with that space that are required. And so bringing us back into this awareness that perhaps there is some type of spiritual warfare underway, and perhaps that we can each contribute as a soldier by allowing ourselves to really focus on our own energetic sovereignty, to obey our conscience, to listen and make those hard decisions of maybe saying and speaking our truth when we know it might be going against what others around us may be holding as true. This is going to be showing up for us in a multitude of ways, in a multitude of ways, on an individual level and collectively. There's going to be, I believe, a very, very deep resonance within the energies of this time period. This new moon has been described by many of my favorite astrologers as being very eclipsy, and I'd have to agree. I feel that this new moon is really foundational in creating the energetic undertone of our intentions that we have going forward, that we are building upon, building new earth upon, if you will, whatever that vision may be for you. And so we are each, as we're coming online, as all of our senses and our spidey senses are tuning in and getting more and more clarified, our gifts are becoming a lot more expansive and just incredible. Like, it is honestly, from that standpoint, been a mind-blowingly amazing experience to just have my gifts open the way that they have opened for me. And I know that that's true for several other people out there who are also light workers and healers who are working on this conscious expansion journey. You're feeling it too, and it's amazing. It's taking your breath away. And it's been a little uncomfortable to hold the tension of all of this magic happening at the same time, simultaneous to all of this destruction and heavy energy of grief and despair, honestly, and heartbreak. You can really, really feel the square to the nodes of fate through this tension, I believe. I think that is evidence of Pluto applying its pressure. We are all being stretched to our limits. It feels we are expanding our capacity. And what also is happening is our vibration is shifting. Our energetic vibration is shifting. And we are each becoming, we're opening and blossoming like a flower. And we are each, you are beginning to understand yourself as energy. I am beginning to understand myself as energy. We are each understanding that we are always in communion with spirit and with that energy. And it's truly a matter of simply tuning our awareness into that communication that's present. We're beginning to truly understand ourselves as a divine creator, that we are the channel in which divine energy flows through us into physical form. And we're beginning to understand this through our innate connection to the mother energies, the energies of Mother Earth, connecting into nature, connecting into that divine harmony and that biorhythm that is present within the natural world. We're connecting into that balance, allowing the divine Holy Mother frequencies to flow through our bodies, also simultaneously allowing the energies coming and flowing to us from the universe, from the cosmic heart of all creation. And it takes a lot of courage and surrender to step into an alignment with your own personal truth, because that can often mean that we have to walk away from many things that are no longer in alignment. We can feel these things energetically as drains within our system. It can honestly feel like a heavy weight on some level. And so, just sitting with that idea of having courage to surrender and align into your personal truth that's radiating from your own heart space, and knowing that you have the strength and that you are creating a new path for the future based on your own personal energetic sovereignty. You get to decide what's right for you. This is your choice. And so I leave you here for today, my friends, giving you something to chew on and think about as you are really setting your own intentions and working through what's coming up for you. And I wish you so much love and so much peace. And I'm sorry about that noise. It sounds like there are the recycling collectors outside as I'm recording this. So hopefully that's not too loud. But I will see you again soon with some more channeled intuitive information. And until next time, take such good care. I'll see you then.